Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You get American cheese on your bacon, egg, and cheese, right?
Yes.
All right, good. Just, that was the one thing that I was worried about.
Okay.
Two eggs, over easy, American cheese, mayo, no cut. If you break the yolk, you're done.
Right, exactly.
There so is. Complicated,
it
your order.
It really is. Trying to explain this to Billy Giacalone. He said, oh, God, four times.
Not I said that hard.
I said over easy. He goes, oh, God. I said no cut. He goes, oh, God. I said mayo. He goes, oh, God. Poor kid.
Well, it's your fault because you.
I know.
You
I got it done.
Well yesterday. Yes.
Went over four. I was trying to get that one. And they even allowed me my foursome, allowed me to the first crack at the putt because I was on four. And then they said, here's your first crack at the putt. It was not a tap in, it was a full blown 10 footer. And I drained it for number five. We got breakfast today.
Right.
Eric in Somers. What's going on, Eric?
Morning.
What's up, man?
Did you hear about the bull? They found your bull.
Yeah, I know. So that's what I was going to bring up. That was my tease. So it was back on July 20th. The bull was disappeared after the slaughterhouse situation and the whole sacrifice. And was gone for months and months and months. And yesterday they found him, like, just basically where he took off from. So he didn't go very far.
Yeah, I don't know how nobody just saw him. That was it.
I know. They were looking around in the same area. Nobody could find him. And I guess they put, like, feed in some sort of area. And they had, like, a contraption where he would put his head in to try to get the food. And then it would close on him. And then he would be trapped there so they could go and find him. And they had a camera there so they knew that he was there. But, yeah, after all that time, he was just chilling out there in the woods. Think about all the bad weather. We had a tropical storm. We had the hurricane that came through.
What was he eating? I guess just grass.
Yeah,
right?
That's what they eat, yeah. Right? They're not carnivores, these bulls. They were just eating the leaves.
Plenty of water and grass. Yeah, imagine.
As long as he had water and gray, he was just out there. So now he's going to live the rest of his life in a sanctuary.
In New Jersey, by the way.
In New Jersey? Oh, man.
Yeah.
The bull's probably like, just kill me.
I mean, come on, man. It's not a Long Island bull to New Jersey. There's no place out on Long Island to put him.
There's a game farm or something, right? Don't we have a game farm?
We got game farms.
I heard the guy who was involved with the rescue or whatever, and he was saying that he just looked so lonely and all the photos that he saw of him, so now he's going to be happy with other cows and bulls and stuff.
Yeah, I don't care who you are. If you're out in the woods by yourself for months, you got to be pissed by the end of that.
Unless you're the Unabomber.
Well, yeah, Ted Kaczynski. Was he by himself that whole time? Didn't have any? No companionship? It must have been tough. That's probably why he was so angry.
Perhaps, yes.
Yeah, perhaps. Anyway. Do you want to go to John and Deer Park or no?
Doesn't matter to me. I don't care.
You don't care? All right. John and Deer Park. What's going on, John?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hey, man.
I just want to ask Boomer a quick question. If you read the article that East Islip took away the Red Men mascot?
Yeah, I saw that this morning. Yeah, I don't live there, so I don't really have any take on the issue. I know that they have worked very hard to try to, promote civic pride in the school district there, which I certainly support, but I guess they took the name down.
Yeah, he took it off the wall, too.
Yeah, well, that's you'd have to ask why to the superintendent, who I think has done an unbelievable job with the school. The school looks beautiful, and he has really accentuated all the red and white.
Mm.
And the fields look gorgeous. They put a lot of money into their fields, into their stadiums. So they finally caught up with the times out there.
Yeah, what is the name going to be?
I have no idea.
You don't know? they didn't. But it's middle of the football season. They got to be a
yeah. I don't
East
know.
Iceland football team. Maybe
I have not gotten embroiled in all of this, yeah. so I'm yeah. not really sure where it started and how it started.
Yeah,
And what the end game is, I have no idea.
See those gorillas performing oral sex on each other at the Bronx Zoo?
I did see that.
Yeah. Did you know that that happened?
No, well, I never really thought about it until I saw a picture of it in the Post.
Yeah. I blew my mind.
Why would that blow your mind?
Well, because I just didn't think that they were into, I thought that the gorillas had sex to make other gorillas. I didn't think that they did it for pleasure.
Not to enjoy it?
Yeah, but just like it was like out of nowhere, middle of the day, like, let's go. And I was impressed, I guess.
While people were at the zoo.
Yeah.
Watching.
Yeah, kids, and it was like a fourth grade class or something that was there, getting a real education. So you knew about these gorillas?
I'm not saying I knew about the gorillas, but I knew about this particular story about the gorillas.
You weren't surprised at all that they were doing this to each other?
No, not really.
And then I found out in the article that there's all sorts of animal species that partake in oral sex. Crazy. You're not at all surprised by that?
No.
Like gorillas and baboons and giraffes, rhinos that are just...
You're surprised by all of this?
Oral sex with animals? Yes, I am. I thought that they were just so primal that it was all about...
You know what surprises
reproduction.
Me? Although I'm not surprised about it anymore, is when the humans have sex, you know, like in the streets. Or in the subway cars. You know, that's a little bit shocking.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When a couple gorillas are getting it on, it doesn't matter, man. Okay.
Well, it's not so much about me caring. It's being surprised that they seek pleasure in that way. I don't know. I just thought that animals, it was all about reproduction. You know? Like, where does it stop? I mean, praying mantis do that as well? The insects?
You have to watch that Tiny World that Apple TV has.
Oh, that's...
Maybe they would explain it there.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe they do or they don't. I'm not all sure.
Right. Did you watch the video of it?
I did not watch it. I just saw the still picture. It was kind of like that did the jet thing.
That's why. Yeah, watch the video, then you'll be more interested. Watch the full video. I recommend it. Watch the full video. You'll be like, how? This is insane. Look at these two gorillas.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
All right. I can't believe you're fascinated by it. But
how could you not be? So many people were. How could you not be fascinated by this?
Did you see the two people outside the subway stop that were doing a thing?
No.
You didn't see that one? That's
no.
That's really fascinating.
That one?
Yeah.
No, I got it. Was that a recent one or no?
Relatively recent, yeah.
Okay. Let's go from Jay and go to Jay in Marlboro. What's going on, Jay? Good morning.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man, what do you got for us?
Oh man, big Jet fan.
Yeah.
And I root for Sam Darnold, but I'm watching him last night, and I'm like, he looks good. You know, good location on a lot of his passes, very efficient. And you know, I think about Joe Douglas. I was excited about his hire being brought in. Thinking about up front, focusing on the offensive line. But I feel like he's like a little bit overrated, right? So you look at the 2020 draft class, and I know we don't jump to conclusions, but
yeah.
You look at Becton, right? And mm-hmm. and I mean, one of the things I wanted was Tristan Wirfs. Not that I know what I'm talking about. I'm not an NFL GM. But I thought Becton, too big. Like you look at Aaron Judge, athletes that are very big, they can't stay healthy. So that's number one. Number two, you look at Denzel Mims. It's a disaster, and we know that already. Across the board, 2020 draft class is just missing tons of talent that can be contributing this year. And, you know, aside from the fact that Douglas hasn't spent money, which is a change from previous GMs in the Jets, there's just not much to it. And I'm just a little disappointed in the fact that I think Douglas is very overrated at this point in his tenure in the Jets.
Well, really what's going to come down for Joe Douglas is Robert Saleh and Zach Wilson.
Yeah.
Mekhi
Becton will be a big one, too. That'll be a big one.
Mekhi will be back. He'll be playing.
And he had a great rookie season.
Right, and I also understand about the 2020 draft, and Denzel Mims has to be a part of some success moving forward here. You would think with him and Elijah Moore and Corey Davis and, you know, and these guys, Crowder, you would think that they could do something offensively if they get them all on the field together. So, what are you laughing at?
What do you think the calls that are coming in right now are?
Probably about the gorilla.
Yeah.
Gorilla.
Gorillers. That's right, yeah. It's all about the gorillas.
Because I gave my one cat will blah, blah, blah with my other cat. You want me to tell the story? I go, no.
I got a parakeet into autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah. Well, we kind of got off the rails there for a second because out of the blue, you hit me with that.
I know. Well, that's the only way to do it. I can't prep you for it. I got to just drive.
Okay. I think you were just trying to make me uncomfortable or something. I'm not sure really what you were trying to accomplish.
No, I didn't want to like start the segment with it. Because then, you know, I don't know. I didn't want you to have time to think about it.
Okay.
That's what it was.
Right.
You don't want to see your natural reaction. John in Middletown, what's going on, John?
Hey, Boomer.
Hey, Johnny, what's happening? What's going on, Johnny?
Oh, no.
We lose him?
Oh, no.
We lost Johnny.
How disappointing is that?
Sounded like he was out in the streets.
Yeah, he said, well, what he was going to say, we can just say, he got his Boomer Esiason Foundation flag and anthem shirt.
It's a great shirt, by the way.
And,
it really is.
He loves it, so that's what he was going to say.
So they sold out the entire first run of the shirts.
Of course they did.
We knew that. They have to order more, and I appreciate it. And the guys at Flag and Anthem, I'm sure they were a little bit disturbed last night when Christian McCaffrey went down.
Yeah, I know. Another injury for him. Hamstring. Could be a lingerer.
What is it with him, man?
Well, he's a small guy playing a very violent position.
Did you hear Troy describing him about, you think he's a small guy until you see him up close and personal, and then you take a look at his legs.
Well, yeah, of course.
He's got tree trunks for legs.
But he's still, you know, not the tallest, not the biggest, playing the most violent position.
Man, but he is fast.
Oh, of course.
I mean, he is
one of the best offensive players in football, yeah.
I would put him in, he is without question a top five non-quarterback offensive player in football.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Quick break. We'll get Jerry back in here right after this.
Why do you keep pointing to me?
So you can, it's your turn to read something.
Al's coming in.
I don't know if Al's doing his job or what Al's doing.
He's taking animal sex calls.
Oh, you're watching the video. That's what was going on.
Yeah.
All righty.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Geo.
You know, Jerry, I had the picks here, and then I crumpled it up and threw them out.
Yeah, I was 4-1 last week.
Yeah, I know. You did a really nice job.
That's right. Thank you.
Great job. Oh,
didn't we all hit our props or no?
I think so. I think we did.
No.
We didn't. We didn't.
We lost ours.
Oh, I won that too.
Oh, you won that too?
We've got Giants tickets to give away to the game on Sunday coming up in 15 minutes.
Eli Day.
Eli Day.
I had no ideas. You got to listen. It could happen at any time in the next 15 minutes. I could give away these Giants tickets. I had no idea that was the case. I wrote down all the spreads and I threw out the copy, Jerry.
Okay.
Damn it!
So we're a garbage picker. You'll find it.
All right. Why don't you give us an update there, Jerry?
So we are powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. And we're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I was going to start with Thursday Night Football, but since you brought up the Giants, a couple of things here. We mentioned Eli. I'll play one from him yesterday as he did the Zoom conference getting set for the ceremony on Sunday. And yes, he talked about being out there every week was obviously critical. He also knows how crucial that Super Bowl, that first Super Bowl run was for his longevity here.
Very important in my career of 07 and Coach Coughlin's. You know, we were probably both on that line of, hey, do these guys have what it takes or not?
And you guys
he remembers
were on that. At the time.
Yes, no, 100%. And I remember, Craig was killing them,
mm-hmm.
and Craig was great. And I learned a lot about radio that first year with Craig. He taught me a lot. There's no question about it. But I remember kind of sticking up for him and trying to like saying, just everybody relax. And then they won that game up in Buffalo, where Eli had a terrible statistical night. It was awful. I think Ahmad Bradshaw had a long run that game. And I also think Antonio Pierce had a big interception, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And that game kind of got them into the playoffs. And then, of course, one of the great runs of all time.
It was Dallas, Green Bay.
Well, San Francisco.
Tampa first, in the wild card, on the road in Tampa. Yeah. Right. Then Dallas divisional round, Green Bay championship, and then the Patriots
right.
in the Super Bowl.
And then they did it again when they went back in that game that he played in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Still maybe his best game ever. And I know that, you know, the Super Bowls and the MVPs and all that stuff are more important because they obviously are the championship games. But, man, that game where he played and, you know, they caught a break. They had a muff punt by San Francisco and everything. But, man, he just kept getting up and getting up and getting up. And it was one of the more physical games that I think I've ever seen a quarterback play in and live to tell the story that they won the game.
Yep.
All right, here's a trivia question for you. I'm not even sure if I know the answer. Who was the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in 2007 when the Giants went in their wild card weekend and beat them? I think I know the answer, but I'm not positive.
Not Sean King, is it?
I don't think that it was.
I don't know. Top of my head,
not Brad
I don't
Johnson,
remember.
Is it?
No, I don't think it was Brad Johnson. I think it was later than that. I want to say it was Jeff Garcia.
You're right.
Maybe.
You're correct. Yeah. That was it.
See, I remember. It's all in there.
I forgot Jeff Garcia was on the Buccaneers.
It's good on your part.
Yeah, it's all in
there.
Doug Johnson, Jeff Garcia, it's all in there.
You know, maybe you asked yourself a question that you knew the answer to.
No, I wasn't positive, I swear. I just had a memory of that because I worked that Giants broadcast that year, and I remember that run pretty vividly. But I was like, was Jeff
Garcia
that
was the second run? No,
that was the first one.
No,
2007.
He was very good at asking questions and knew the answers to. Eric Spitz.
Oh, he did that?
When you F something up.
Yeah.
And he would ask you, but he knew the answer.
Phil Simms is good.
He was very good at that.
Are you an idiot?
Well, I don't mean that. It was, did you turn the so-and-so off last night? Yeah, no, I think I did. No, you didn't. We know you didn't. Okay.
I probably would think that for Eli, maybe one of the most satisfying moments of that first run where he's talking about whether or not, you know, the Giant fan wonder if either one of those guys had it, was the fact that Craig ended up with hemorrhoid surgery. Because he doubted him that whole year.
That's right. And that was when he flew on the plane with the cushion and the stench. Yeah.
And Al had to sit next to him on the plane.
Ooh. And Al loves smells.
A six-hour flight
to
Phoenix.
Arizona, yeah.
Sounds fun.
He had pillows, which he was sitting on and also absorbing the scent.
Okay. back to present-day Giants. Kadarius Toney, he spoke yesterday. Now, he hasn't exactly had a great start to his career. He also said he's not terribly concerned about making the big play so far.
You know, that would be pretty good, but as far as me taking that the first thing in my mind as soon as I wake up, not really. I wake up every day, come in, do my job, do what I can every day to increase my role and increase my ability every day.
He says ultimately he'll be fine.
Well, like social media, I know a lot of stuff was misinterpreted by me talking about the Giants or whatever. This had nothing to do with the Giants.
All right, that goes back to the posts. I played the wrong one, so be it. So here's where he did admit that there was one bad guy in the group of the media. We played this last hour. I'm playing it to get to the next clip.
The one that specific to know who I'm talking about, because the story that they want to make, want to create stuff like that, they know exactly what I'm talking about. Apologize to the rest of y'all who do a great job at what y'all do.
And so that's where he stopped, but then there was the follow-up, and he gave you nothing.
So what were you referring to with the initial thing?
That's really a personal issue. I mean, a personal matter. I don't really want to address it like that. So, I mean, that's why I left it what it was.
And that was it. Let's talk football. So personal I'm not matter. Sure if they came back to it again later, but that's from what I saw. That's where it was. Giants, Falcons on Sunday. Jets and Denver Sunday against the Broncos. Mike LaFleur on Zach Wilson. Sure, a couple of tough games, but we move on.
You got to learn from those mistakes. But in this league, you also got to be aggressive, too.
But still be boring and take what the defense gives you, as they told us all week. All right, Thursday Night Football, open up week three. And I got to tell you, we did cool games this morning.
Not a lot of cool ones?
Not a lot.
How many did you have? I bet you I can guess.
Total for the week?
Yeah. Four, I think.
Yes. One total. 1 o'clock.
I know that you like the Chargers, Chiefs. I know you like the Packers, San Francisco 49ers. I know you love the Bucks, Rams.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
Only one left.
It's an obvious one for me. Come on now.
Eagles, Cowboys?
Yes.
Yeah.
After that.
Oh.
And there's reasons why the other ones aren't so good.
What about the Bears at the Browns?
No, please.
No. Come on. No.
Don't know if Beckham's playing. Jarvis Landry's out.
Yeah, but it's the Justin Bears. Justin Fields is starting.
It's the Bears. There's a couple of teams that they don't qualify. The Bears don't qualify.
I could give you a reason to watch every single game.
The Jaguars don't qualify. Even with Trevor Lawrence. Not yet. He's got to get good first. No good.
Don't you want to see Urban Meyer?
We don't want to see them.
Colts, Titans.
The Colts bore us.
With Jacob Eason.
Yeah, I like these teams. Uncool.
Okay.
The Texans, uncool.
Yeah.
Right, well, they played last night.
Right, well, another game that wasn't cool.
Right.
Jets, Broncos, not cool.
Not great. No.
Giants, Falcons, not cool.
See, I'm a little different than you guys, because for me, the Giant-Falcon game is amazing because both teams need to win the game.
It's an interesting game. It is a cool game.
And the fact that, you know, the growth of one Daniel Jones.
But you see the difference, like Chargers-Chiefs.
That's a cool game.
That's going to be a 950-yard game combined.
I hope so.
We're not saying they're not important games. We're not even saying they're not even slightly interesting. They're not cool. We gave you the cool games. One guy on Twitter, I made a great point. He goes, here's cool, how you know it's a cool game. When you turn it on, you can't turn it off.
Right.
I'm turning off Giants-Falcons a few times.
No, you're not.
You want to bet? Please. Oh, good. Here comes Matt Ryan, who's been picked off three times already. Let's watch more. No good. So four cool games this weekend. Last night was not one of them, but it was an NFL game, and it was Sam Darnold and the Panthers.
Darnold with a rushing touchdown in the first quarter. Hands it off on a jet sweep to the near side, and walking into the end zone for a touchdown is the tight end, Tommy Tremble. You rarely see a tight end jet sweep. Tremble from 7 yards out, and the Panthers lead 13-6.
And they wound up winning 26-9. Couple of rushing touchdowns for Darnold. He threw for 304 as well. 26-9, the final score. And they do this with Christian McCaffrey leaving midway, I think about the midway point of the second quarter. Well, somewhere in the second quarter. Here was Matt Rhule, who says his team got on just fine.
I don't even think most of our guys knew what was going on with Christian. I mean, we're so in the moment, you know. I mean, everyone's kind of doing their job.
And they did it well. Here was Darnold, who says, sure, McCaffrey left, but we do have to perform regardless of who's out there.
You know, for us, it's just executing the plays that are called. You know, it's just executing whatever's called. And, you know, if we call a play that's, if the running back's the first option on that play, you know, just because Christian's out doesn't mean I'm not going to go to the running back.
There's the courageous, full of moxie Sam Darnold. Moxie. As Matt Rhule said earlier, we played that earlier from last night. DJ Moore, 8 catches, 126 yards. J.C. Horn did suffer a broken foot in this game. Davis Mills for Houston, 19 of 28, 168, a touchdown, no picks, but sacked 4 times. And so with that, week 3 in the NFL is off and running. To the baseball now, where we got a huge series in Boston between the Yankees and the Red Sox. Aaron Boone with Carton and Roberts yesterday talked about several things, one being Gleyber Torres, who really has had a tough season. They've moved him to second, and things really have kind of turned for him a little bit. Had the big hit the other day, also the beautiful slide and scoring that run.
He's so important, you know, kind of hitting sort of in the middle of our lineup because he is such a good hitter, and hopefully he can continue to swing the bat like he is, because I feel like there's just going to be a lot of opportunities to drive in big runs for him.
Now, in terms of the lineup, the question is, who's the DH and who's in the outfield? Aaron Judge is a little bit banged up, so where is he?
I would expect him to be in the field tomorrow. You know, that said, we'll make that call when we get to the park and see what we're dealing with.
Well, the call we do know is that Garrett Cole takes the ball. He faces Nathan Eovaldi. We'll have it on the Fan at 6:30. for your standings, they did pick up a half game on the Blue Jays, who lost to the Twins yesterday. So the Yankees a full game ahead of Toronto for the second wild card. They start the weekend two behind Boston for the first wild card in the American League. Yankees 86-67, Boston 88-65. The Mets, not good. They're in Milwaukee tonight. Tyler McGill and Eric Lauer are the starters there. Also, the White Sox clinched the AL Central with their first win over the Indians yesterday, 7-2. They wound up losing the second part of that doubleheader. And St. Louis wins again. They beat the Brewers 8-5. They have won 12 straight games. And you got the Ryder Cup beginning. Did you find the...
No.
For real?
Can't find it.
All right, well, I went 4-1. I believe you two were 3-2.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Ryder Cup. Sorry, we cut you off thinking you were talking about... We cannot find the Ryder Cup on TV. I did find the pick.
Okay.
I was talking about this week's picks that I had written down. I do know the pick records.
All right. So what was last week? I was 4-1. You two were 3-2, correct?
I was 2-3. Boomer was 3-2.
All right. And now props. I was right. You two are wrong. So we're all even there, too.
That's right. You had a great week.
All right, good.
You had a great freaking week, man.
I do think I won, though, with picks against what I picked on Friday.
Really?
That's the problem, picking them Friday. Like, I, for whatever reason, things change when I get there Sunday at 11:30 in the morning. It's like, nah. I change my mind completely.
Nah.
I know. But I went 4-1, so I'll take that.
Yes, you did. Very good. And I believe you're in first place right now heading into week 3.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
I know we've had some fun with Eli towards the end of his career and Al losing his mind over the offensive line, but two of the great runs in NFL history. The 2007 run was the greatest postseason run in NFL history in my mind because of what they had to do, who they beat. Absolutely unforgettable. And people do forget about that Tampa game because it was everything after that. It was beating the Dallas Cowboys, who were the one seed that year in their building in the divisional round. It, of course, was going into Green Bay. And at that time, it was Brett Favre. That was the Tom Coughlin red face game where you thought he was going to have, the frostbite on his cheeks. And then, of course, the Patriots victory 2007, making them not the only undefeated team other than the 72 Dolphins and breaking that run.
But so think about
the
that
greatest
run
ever.
If you are a Giant fan and you're beating your division rival in their building, on your way to go playing in Lambeau Field against one of the great quarterbacks of his era in Brett Favre.
Yeah, in January in negative 30 degree weather.
And winning that game and then going on to beat an undefeated Patriot team.
Yeah, 18-1. I mean, it's so, the greatest in NFL history.
You beat Tony Romo, Brett Favre, and Tom Brady.
And Jeff Garcia.
Well, and Jeff Garcia for sure, yes.
Yeah.
But you also can put the coaches in there too, as well.
Right. You had, let's see.
Jason Garrett, right?
No, 2007?
Was that Parcells?
The one seed Cowboys in 2007. Was it Parcells still? It was Romo was the quarterback. I know that much. Who the hell was coaching the Buccaneers?
Jerry says Wade Phillips for the Cowboys.
Wade Phillips. Oh, okay. That's right. Good job. Wade Phillips, yeah. Wade Phillips.
Jeez.
He was funny. Who the hell was the coach of the 2007 Buccaneers? Oh, man, oh, man. The 2007 Tampa Bay Buccaneers with Jeff Garcia as the coach. I mean, the quarterback.
Google it.
I don't want to Google it yet. I want to figure out who it is. You have it?
JG.
Oh, he was still there.
Yes.
He was still there, John Gruden.
Yes.
I thought he had left by that point.
And did Tynes win the game in Green Bay?
Lawrence Tynes, yeah. It was wasn't it overtime after the interception?
Because
that big interception
that gave us this.
Lawrence Tynes is on our side, so we won. Lawrence Tynes is on our side, so we won.
Almost halfway.
Always knew.
Was it Corey Webster, the interception in that game?
And the Giants came roaring back. The Giants came roaring back.
Roaring back.
The Giants came away with a victory.
Oh, my God.
And we're coming back with it now, too.
Is on our side. So we won. Lawrence Tynes.
Okay. I can't take it anymore.
Wow.
I mean, when you think about it, they scored 24 points, 21 points, 23 points, and 17 points. And they won all of those games scoring that.
That defense, man.
Yeah.
That's what it was. It's all about that front four. Strahan and Tuck and was Umanure there that first year? I don't remember. But it was a tremendous, tremendous team. Matthias Kiwanuka.
Yeah, you had Strahan, Cofield, Freddie Robbins, Umanura, Kiwanuka, Pierce, Mitchell, Ross, Madison, Butler, and Jabril Wilson.
Mm. Wow. Yep. Greatest run in NFL history.
You can make an argument that it is. There's no question about that.
They were a wild card team that did it all on the road. I mean, and by the way, nobody has beaten an undefeated team in the Super Bowl except the New York Giants. So you can't top that. Can't top it. And the fact that it was like the legendary, you're going in and beating the Cowboys, your rival, like going into Lambeau and beating them.
I don't know, going to Green Bay and going to San Francisco and beating those teams.
Yeah.
You know, they beat the Atlanta Falcons at home. And they just absolutely...
You're talking about
them.
2011. Yeah, right, 2011 was a great run too, but nothing is going to, in my opinion, is going to top 2007.
And you had the Tyree catch and plaques in the corner.
It's unbelievable. I was so jealous of the Giants and their fans after that because I was the in-studio producer for the Giants radio broadcast that year. So I sat there and watched every single game and produced every radio broadcast.
And everybody gets to relive it this Sunday with Eli Day.
I should have gotten a ring for that.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Super Bowl ring for the in-studio producer.
Right.
No, I always joke about that they don't. I think John Schmelt got a ring. Didn't he get a ring?
Well, he's a New York Giants employee.
Yeah, got a ring. I wouldn't accept a ring if that were me. I would say I didn't do anything. I couldn't accept it.
You're a part of the team, man. Come on.
Not if you're the radio guy.
Yeah, but you have to understand, it's really a thank you from the ownership to everybody who has participated in that particular season. Everybody. That's the way it should be.
I think that was the year that he started with the Giants, Schmelk also.
Yeah, I think so too, yeah. That was the first year. Man, it does not feel like however long ago it is now. How long
14 years.
14 years ago? Oh, my God. It's ridiculous how long ago that is. It feels like 5 or 6 years ago to me.
You know, I was looking at that 49er game we were talking about. Eli threw 58 times that game.
Yeah, yeah.
He had no picks. He had 2 touchdowns. He got sacked 6 times. I don't know how many times he got hit. I wonder what they did.
Crap kicked out of him.
He did. He did.
Absolutely, completely destroyed.
And they won that game 20-17. Those two defenses just basically owned the game.
Yeah.
That was Kaepernick, right, up against him?
In 2011?
No, I think that was Alex Smith, wasn't it?
Yeah, Kaepernick was the next year when they went to the Super Bowl.
Right. This is where Alex Smith didn't, you know.
Right. I mean, he went to the tight. Yeah, it was Alex Smith started that game. It was Harbaugh's, what year was that for Harbaugh? Second year, I want to say.
Eli was 32 of 58 for 316 yards and 2 touchdowns, 6 sacks. They take the yards off, but, you know, he still had an unbelievable game. And then it was Alex Smith, who was only 12 of 26 for 196 yards and 2 touchdowns.
You know,
he was sacked 3 times.
You know what's interesting? It's almost like history is repeating itself in San Francisco, where they had a very good quarterback, but they didn't get the job done, and then they went with someone who was physically more exciting. So, for example, Alex Smith, of course, got into a championship game, you know, but they ended up losing. So then they ended up going with Kaepernick the next year, and they did get to the Super Bowl. You know, here with the 49ers, Garoppolo gets into a Super Bowl. They lose to a more dynamic quarterback, so yeah, then they go and draft Trey Lance.
You know, they had the lead. I mean, if that defense would have played like the Giants defense did against Tom Brady in those Super Bowls, then they would have won. Their defense collapsed. It was like a 3rd-and-22 where Mahomes gets out and hits Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
That was a play that changed the game.
But it's just amazing. Like, Patrick Mahomes ruined the rest of the perception of quarterbacks because everybody wants the next him, especially the fact that he wasn't the number one overall draft pick. So everybody's like, he's got to get the next one. And everybody becomes impatient. Where Garoppolo, even though he hasn't stayed healthy, hasn't played terrible for them.
See, everybody wants the next Josh Allen, I would say, too. Same type of guy. You know, they want that big, strong, athletic quarterback that can make these freakish plays.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're hoping for up in Chicago. I know that's what they're hoping for up in Minnesota with Kellen Mond. You know, and I think that's what they're hoping for out in San Francisco with Trey Lance. You have these big kids that are terrific athletes, got cannons for arms, and can extend plays and make plays and remain poised throughout all of it. And then when they get toe-to-toe in those big games, you know, they can outplay the opposing team's quarterback, whether it be Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, or Patrick Mahomes.
Let's go to Joe on Staten Island. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Boom and Gio. How you guys doing?
All right, man. Joe, what's happening?
Big fan of your show. I was listening, and I know you guys are making a point about the Giants 2007-2008 Super Bowl run. If I'm not mistaken, I believe the Giants actually, every team that they beat in that postseason run, they actually lost to that team in the regular season. I think they beat the Patriots, beat them in that last week.
Yeah.
Cowboys beat them twice. Green Bay beat them. And I believe Tampa as well beat them in the regular season.
Yeah. I have to go back and check, but I kind of have a memory of that as well. I mean, they were 9-7, right? Yeah. They were 9-7 in that regular season. Yeah, it was
a great run.
Yeah. I mean, that it was the best run. And the Cowboys were the one seed. I think they were 13-3 that year.
How about the most improbable run? How about that?
Well, isn't that the same thing?
Yeah, so the Cowboys did beat the Giants twice that year. They beat them 31-20, and they beat them 45-35 opening night. Packers beat them 35-13.
Oof.
And then the Bucs later on.
They didn't play the Bucs.
They did not play the Bucs later on, no.
But they lost. And then the Patriots game, which was, I mean, it was like a movie script.
That was a 38-35
game. That
season
was a movie script.
And that was a game where both Coughlin and Bill Belichick, you know, of course we're playing our guys.
Yeah.
We're playing to win.
Mm-hmm.
And that was supposed to be an NFL Network exclusive. It was the first year of that.
Right. Yeah.
But because it was New York and then the whole Patriots undefeated, I think it was on 3 different networks, if I'm correct in my memory.
I mean, that it's amazing that they played each other in Week 17 to finish out the undefeated regular season. That game was as close as it was, and then they met in the Super Bowl with everything on the line. The Giants beat them. It's like you couldn't write that one.
And it was more defensive in nature, that game.
You could not write that script.
Because this game, 38-35, the Patriots win. Neither team really had anything to play for other than the fact that it was undefeated, and Tom Coughlin wanted to beat the Patriots. And let me see, Brady was 32-42, 355 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Eli that game was 22-32, 251 yards and 4 touchdowns.
All right, another trivia question. Who was the head referee in Super Bowl 42 who did not blow the play dead when Eli was debatably in the grasp on
Hockley?
Which was eventually the Tyree catch.
Was it Hockley?
It was not Ed Hockley. This guy did end up getting a job with one of the networks after his career ended in...
Gene Steratore?
No. Nope, not Gene Steratore. The great.
Mike Carey.
Yes, Mike Carey. Mike Carey was the head referee.
Yes, he worked with us.
Yep. He did not blow the play. He could have changed history.
Richard Seymour had him wrapped.
Yep. Could have changed everything. That Mike Carey, if he blew the whistle.
What a play.
I know.
What an unbelievable play.
You know, Sal references not that long ago that, do you remember that Mike did like 3 weeks of calls on naming that play after that? And people would call up and go, catch 42. And he'd be like, catch 22. Okay. Like, Mike, yeah, how about 42 and legend? I don't really like that. Doesn't make any sense to me. We'll go out to Fred now, who's calling us from Staten Island. Fred, how about Eli Magic. No, that doesn't make... No, because you got to put Tyree in there as well. You got to put Tyree because it was Tyree. It's just like...
Did they ever come up with a solution?
I thought Catch 42 was the one that they ended up sticking with. Maybe. I don't remember. But no, nobody refers to that play. It's Eli to Tyree. That's what people talk about it. You know, side of the helmet, Tyree. There's no actual name for it. It's not like Immaculate Reception, you know? Not like that.
I mean, you know, or could the be, catch. Though. That could be.
The Immaculate Reception.
Although, like, 2 other catches. I remember the Julio Jones catch.
And Julian Edelman.
Oh, Julian Edelman's catch was ridiculous.
Yeah.
And then also Santonio Holmes for the Steelers in the back of the end zone against the Cardinals.
Yeah. That was the next Super Bowl, Super Bowl 43.
That was a crazy game. And that was the James Harrison interception return at halftime. Right before
those back to back Super Bowls were awesome.
Yes.
They were so good.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer Esiason and Greg Giannotti. Boomer and Gio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.